All right. I think this is number 9 of 10. And I really am not really going to go into it much anymore. You know, how to catch a Jezebel. Number 9. They project their junk onto you. They project their junk onto you. And that could just be an unsaved person. An unsaved person can't look at their sin, right? Every unsaved person and every human being has the flesh mind, and the flesh mind is nothing but sin. And so if you walk in the flesh, you can become Jezebelic, you know, trying to be your own God. But if you walk in the Spirit, you're like Jesus, you know. So one way to catch a Jezebel, even if it's yourself, are you projecting your stuff onto somebody else? Are you trying to save somebody? Are you trying to fix somebody? Are you trying to be Jesus? Are you going into idolatry? But one big thing is, with an unsaved person, they have to have a scapegoat. And that scapegoat is because they don't want to run to Jesus and admit their sin and say, woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips and I dwell among a people of unclean lips. Or it could be a woman. It says, I'm a woman who says she's a woman of unclean lips and a sinner. But people don't want to admit their sin. So they can't be alone. A lot of people can't be alone. And so they have to, and the reason they can't be alone is because they want to project their sin and their stupidity and their mistakes and their faults onto somebody else. They want you to be the scapegoat. Instead of running to Jesus, they want a human down here to be the scapegoat, you know. They want you to die. They want you to sacrifice for their sin. They want you to take the blunt. They want you to take the blunt of the trouble that they're causing. They might even have some internal battles that they're dealing with. Their internal battles, they don't want to face and get healed because they love the death cult. You know, Jezebel loves the death cult. The flesh mind loves the death cult. And so your flesh mind doesn't want to face off with the truth. Because if the flesh mind faces off with the truth, it has to change. And those strongholds from their family bloodline are so strong that they know they're going to fail. Let's say somebody's an alcoholic. They know they can't overcome it. They've tried too many times. Even though it causes them to go up and down, you know. The high and the low. They drink, goes high, and then the low is real low. The high, up and down, up and down. I know when my mom was telling me about my dad who was an alcoholic, he told me one time, when I drink one, I can't stop. But the alcoholic, if they go to a restaurant, they got to get alcohol. They can't just get water. They've got to get alcohol. If they go home, there has to be alcohol in their fridge. They can't go one day or one week without alcohol. I've gone 30 years. No, a lot. I've gone my whole life without alcohol in the house. I don't need it. I don't have any addiction. I've gone my whole life with no addiction. I didn't think sugar was a big deal, and everybody says sugar's bad. So I went to the doctor, and she said, your sugar's high. You better change it right now. So I just went cold turkey and didn't drink any sodas for 60 days and 90 days. And then I finally drink one every once in a while, but I could cut it off at any moment. I have no addiction down here. But there's some people that they cannot stop their addictions. Period. The addiction controls them, and I'm the kind of person, I don't want anybody controlling me. I mean, even God gives you a free will. So no substance, no TV, no music. I don't like to listen to music because the music is running in your brain. And so that music is stuck in your brain, so it's controlling you. The only thing I want stuck in my brain is Bible verses. Scripture. The only thing I want to be controlled with is Scripture in my brain. I don't even need another person's voice in my brain. I don't want to hear their voice. I don't want to remember. I don't even live in the past. I don't take pictures. I don't need pictures. A lot of people live it, you know, they take pictures and they put it on their calendar and all that. I don't have pictures in my house. I don't save pictures because when you look at a picture, you're looking at the past and it really doesn't exist. That person you used to know, you look at that picture, that person don't even exist anymore. Especially if it's been a year or two or 5 years or 10 years. You look at that baby picture, that wasn't you and it still ain't you. And as long as you look at those pictures and think that person is real, that person don't even exist anymore. And that's how come you get old, because you live in the past instead of living in the now. I don't need pictures. Have you noticed that YouTube changes a lot? Have you noticed that the news changes a lot? Have you noticed everything changes? Faces, images, their hair color, they change, and they change really fast. Recently, I didn't see somebody for 2 months, and they changed. It's like, wow, how did that happen? How did they change? They aged. I was like, it's only been 2 months. I remember seeing somebody, it was like I hadn't seen him for 5 years and I saw him, and all of a sudden they aged like 10 years. Like, what? Like double their time, you know? And I really believe when you tie in down here, you yoke up with anything down here, the less yokes you have down here, whether it's when you're not yoked up to anything, you're outside of time. You're just living in the now. It's really wild. I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, I just need to do two more messages to finish that series. How to catch up Jezebel. One way is a narcissist is they're going to project their stuff onto you because they need a scapegoat to blame. They need the flying monkeys and they need Ahab and they need a man, Ahab man. If it's the man could have the Jezebel spirit too. They need somebody else to project their sin onto. That's it. That's one way. And the same stuff that the narcissist is doing, the Jezebel's doing it on a deeper way. But the deal is, the Jezebel really wants to kill you. The Jezebel spirit, it might not be that person wanting to kill you, but the spirit in that person, they really want to kill you. And when you wake up to it, unless that person repents of the Jezebel spirit, unless that person repents of rebellion, unless that person gets saved, unless that person really gets serious about walking in the spirit and taking up the cross and selling, you know, all to Jesus, you know, when they finally give up the world, the flesh, and pride of life and said, I'm just dedicated to Jesus, then they can become a new creature. But it's still, as they got one foot on the in the world, they're straddling the fence, you know. The fence sitters, when they're straddling the fence, they're not going to overcome. They're not going to overcome addictions or anger or projection or the Jezebel spirit or narcissism. And they might not be a narcissist, but they have narcissistic traits. But they're not going to overcome because it's the flesh. They're still straddling the fence. It's really easy to catch them.